November 14, remaining in him. John chapter 15, verses 5-8. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. In the four verses preceding our text, Jesus has implied that his disciples were branches in the true vine. Now he states it explicitly. I am the vine, you are the branches. He then repeats the truth of chapter 15, verse 4. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. If the disciples remained in fellowship with Jesus by observing his teaching, and he remained in fellowship with them through the coming of the Spirit, the disciples would bear much fruit in their lives, fruit that would please the Father. If they did not remain in fellowship with Jesus, there would be no fruit, because as Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. What about those who don't remain in Jesus? If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. The picture is of the autumn pruning in Israel, when branches that can't bear fruit any longer are cut off and thrown into the fire. The clear implication is that those who don't obey Jesus will experience God's judgment. The primary reference was probably to Judas Iscariot. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. Jesus promises here that what his disciples ask for in prayer will be given to them, as long as they remain in fellowship with him by obeying his teaching. In chapter 14, verses 3 and 4, Jesus made a similar prayer promise, saying he would do whatever his disciples asked if they asked in his name or for his sake. And it was in line with his teaching, as his words remained in the one praying. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Disciples bring glory to God, bearing much fruit. The fruit is probably best understood as the outcome of our entire life and ministry, as we remain in fellowship with Jesus by keeping his commands, and experience his presence through the Holy Spirit. We reflect the character of God in our lives and ministry, and others are able to catch a glimpse of what God is really like. As we bear this fruit, Jesus said, "You are showing yourselves to be my disciples." In chapter 13, verse 31, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him." From one perspective, Jesus' ultimate purpose was to glorify the Father. But here, in chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus says we glorify the Father by bearing much fruit. So glorifying the Father is primarily realized through the effective mission of the disciple community. The fruitfulness of believers is part and parcel of the way the Son glorifies the Father. So a prime avenue for glorifying God the Father is by giving ourselves to mission, and a prime way we show we really are Jesus' disciples is by doing it fruitfully.